morning.
Can you hear me? Is this working? Excellent. We had some minor technical difficulties. I was hoping to preach with my cell phone, but we'll work that out maybe next time.
Stop.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
把我给忘了，弟兄姐妹们平安。对，我们刚刚有一点这个技术上的问题，本来是可以用这个手机来做这个 remote control， 结果好像没有成功。
But we'll work it out.
我们以后会再试一试的。
We can conquer a lot of things.
我们可以战胜很多的事情。
李辉在我们当中没问题。
只要有辉哥在这里就没有问题。
Okay, today we're going to continue our study in the book of Mark.
今天我们会继续我们的马可福音。
As we recall, Mark writes about the gospel of Jesus Christ.
这个是叫做马可所写的关于耶稣的福音。
Now Mark gets to the point.
马可他非常简短的就把他的这个意象讲出来。
He doesn't spend a lot of time on genealogy.
他不会花很多时间来讲他的家谱。
Not a lot of time on theology.
没有讲很多关于神学的问题。
He gets to the point.
他马上就讲到重点。
Right away he says Jesus is the Son of God.
他马上就讲到说耶稣就是神的儿子。
He wants to talk to us about the gospel.
他要告诉我们福音。
Gospel is the peace of God.
福音就是神从神而来的和平的福音。
The salvation of God.
是神的救恩。
The kingdom of God.
是神的国。
So, and we read that Jesus came to start his ministry.
我们读到说当耶稣开始传福音的时候。
Did it? Okay. So, and we're going to read in Mark chapter 1, verse 15.
我们读到在马可福音第一章十五节。
Mark is so good, he even gives you a summary.
马可一开始就给我们的一个总结。
He wants to tell us what is Jesus' message.
他要告诉我们耶稣到底要说什么。
It's very simple.
非常简单。
The time has come, repent and believe in the gospel.
日期满了，你们当悔改信福音。
That's the main message.
那就是他主要的信息。
So if somebody ever asks you, what did Jesus say?
如果有人问你说耶稣到底说了什么？
What was his main message?
他到底传的什么信息？
You don't have to spend 3 hours.
你不用跟人家讲三个小时。
You have one sentence.
你这里有一句话。
That was the main message.
这就是耶稣福音的主要宗旨。
But as we read along, we know.A lot more about Jesus.
当我们接着往下读，我们会读到有关耶稣很多的事情。
He is the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
So he has authority from heaven.
他有从天上而来的权柄。
He can cure diseases.
他可以治愈疾病。
He casts out demons.
他可以赶鬼。
He can even forgive sins.
他可以赦免罪。
We see that he had great conflict with the religious leaders.
我们知道他和宗教领袖有很多的冲突。
The religious leaders had rules and regulations.
这些宗教领袖他们有很多的规矩。
But Jesus had love and compassion.
耶稣却有很多的爱。
The religious leader says, "Don't touch the leper."
这些宗教领袖说不要去摸麻风病人。
Jesus touched the leper.
耶稣马上就去摸了麻风病人。
And cured him of his disease.
把他从麻风病中治愈了。
Jesus says, "Don't eat with the sinners."
那些宗教领袖说不要跟罪人在一起。
Eat with us.
要跟我们在一起。
We're better people.
我们是好人。
Jesus says, I came for the sinners.
耶稣说，我来是为了拯救罪人。
I came for the sick.
我来是要医治有病的人。
Last time we discussed, the religious leaders wanted Jesus to fast.
上一次我们读到说，这些宗教领袖要耶稣去禁食。
Twice a week.
要他们一个礼拜两次。
Jesus says,I am the host at the wedding feast.
耶稣却说我是一个婚宴的主人。
I am the Messiah.
我就是那位弥赛亚。
So it's not time to mourn.
现在不是悲伤的时候。
It's time to celebrate.
是一个欢庆的时候。
Have joy.
大家要喜乐。
So when you come to church, you should have joy.
当你们来教会的时候，大家都应该喜乐。
You're celebrating.
你们在庆祝。
The religious leaders want lots of rules and regulation.
这些宗教领袖们，他们有非常多的繁复的这个规矩。
They believe the more rules get them closer to God.
他们觉得说越多的规矩越能帮他们接近神。
Jesus says, "Rules are made for men."
耶稣说这些规矩是为人做的。
Thank you. Men are not made for rules.
这不是人是为规矩做的。
You don't get to heaven because you're very good and follow a lot of rules.
你不是因着你可以遵循这些规矩，你就能进到天堂。
You get to heaven because you're bad.
你进天堂是因为你并不是很好。
And can't follow any rules.
你没有办法遵循这些规矩。
And you depend on the grace of God.
你是靠着神的恩典，你才能进天堂。
So as today, we're going to move quickly to Mark chapter 5.
今天我们要进到马可福音的第五章。
So we're going to skip quite a few stories.
我们中间会跳掉很多的故事。
So I encourage you to go and read some of these great stories.
我建议你们回家可以自己去读这些故事。
Now as we come to the end of Mark chapter 5,
当我们在马可福音第五章的最后的时候，
we're going to hear a great story.
我们会看到一个非常好的故事。
In fact, it's two stories in one.
这是两个故事并在一起的。
Mark is going to begin with one story.
马可会讲第一个故事。
He's going to insert story number two.
他把第二个故事插在第一个故事中间。
And he will come back to finish story number one.
然后他再回来把第一个故事讲完。
It's a story about a name named Jairus.
这个故事是讲雅鲁的事。
The Chinese translates to 雅鲁。
中文叫这个人叫雅鲁。
When Linda said, I almost thought it's 鲁鸭
Gary, 我讲告诉他这个鸭鲁这个是中文名字他就想到鲁鸭
I always thinking of food.
他老是想到吃的
But it's a story about Jairus.
这个故事是讲鸭鲁
And another woman.
和另外一个女人
But before we begin, I want you to think about this a little bit.
当开始之前让我们来思想一下
Because Mark gets to the point.
当这个马可讲这个重点的时候
He's not going to give us a lot of descriptions
他没有很多很复杂的描写
No emotions
没有讲到情绪的变化
So as you read along you're wondering What are they thinking of
你一边读这个故事你就会在想他们这些人在想什么
What's going on
他们在思索说他们在做什么事
Sometimes when you read the Bible you don't get all the details
当你读圣经的时候很多时候你不知道这些很细节的地方
The writers have a purpose They only write what they want to write
这些作者他们有自己的目的他们只想告诉你他们想说的事情
So if you use reading novels like 琼瑶
如果你很习惯读像琼瑶小说
Or you like me I like to read the novels of 金庸
如果说你也喜欢读像金庸这样的小说
It's not the same when you read the Bible So I asked you to come with me, have a little bit of imagination.
今天我要邀请你和我一起来想象一下这个故事。
And think about the characters in these stories.
想象这个故事里面这些人物的思想。
What's going through their mind?
他们到底在想些什么呢？
So let's turn to Mark at the end.
让我们看到马可福音最后一部分。
It's a somewhat long passage.
这是一个蛮长的经文
So we're not going to read the whole thing But allow me to help you with it
我不会把整个经文都读一遍我只是要提一些重点
We're in Mark chapter 5 verse 21
我们在马可福音第五章的二十一节
We're going to go all the way to the end to verse 43
我们会一直看到这个最后一节四十三节
So we read that Mark tells us Jesus has come backto the other side of the lake.
我们读到说这个耶稣从另外湖的另外一边回来了。
He was on the east side.
他在这个加利海的东边。
Now he's back to the west side.
他现在回到了西边。
The east sides were Gentile territory.
在这个加利湖的东边是外邦人的地界。
They even have pigs.
他们有猪。
No, that's not good.
哦，犹太人不喜欢猪。
So the people waiting for him on the west side.
所以大家都在西边等待他回来。
A great crowd was waiting, we read here.
我们在这里读到说很多人在那里聚集。
Something important is happening.
有很重要的事情要发生了。
Something urgent.
有很这个急促的事情要发生了。
Nobody went with him to the east side.
没有人跟着他去了东边。
But they're waiting for him on the west side.
大家都在西边等他。
So what's going on?
这是什么事情呢？
Mark tells us there's a synagogue leader named Jairus.
马可讲到说一个管会堂的人名叫亚鲁。
He is a synagogue leader.
他是管会堂的人。
He's not a religious leader.
他并不是一个宗教领袖。
So we can think of he's not a priest, he's not a Levite.
他不是一个祭司，不是利未人。
He's like an administrator.
他是一个管理人。
A president.
一个主席。
But a synagogue is very important.
这会堂非常的重要。
It's a place of worship.
是他们犹太人敬拜的地方。
Or social gathering.
是他们互相了解的地方。
It's almost like a place of a local government.
几乎是像一个当地的一个政府机关。
So this Jairus person is a very important person.
所以亚鲁这个人是非常重要的一个人。
Well respected.
大家都很尊敬的人。
People look up to him.
大家都非常看好他。
Probably.Pretty wealthy.
也是应该是一个很富有的人。
So he was in the crowd and he was waiting for Jesus.
他在那一群人中间，他也在等待耶稣。
So when Jesus arrived, everybody parted ways.
当耶稣到来的时候，大家都让为他让路了。
Jairus is here to see Jesus. Get out of the way.
亚鲁要来见耶稣，你们都让开。
But Jairus came to Jesus and fell at his feet.
当亚鲁来到耶稣面前的时候，他俯伏在耶稣面前。
He has a desperate problem.
他有一个非常绝望的问题。
His little daughter is very sick.
他的小女儿病得很重。
She is so sick, he's about to die.
他病得非常重，快要死了。
So we have this man named Jairus.
我们看到说亚鲁这个人。
A good name, actually.
非常好的名字。
Named Light or Shine.
他的名字意思是光，光照。
So if you're trying to name a boy, your son or grandson, you can choose Jairus.
如果你想给你的儿子或者你的孙子起名字，你可以考虑用亚鲁。
So this wealthy man, respected name with a good name.
这个非常有钱的，也有权，也被人尊重的人。
But he has a terrible problem.
他现在有一个很麻烦的问题。
His little girl is at death's door.
他的这个女儿快要死了。
Terminally ill.
是一个绝症。
We don't know what it is.
我们不知道什么病。
Could be leukemia.
可以是白血病。
Could be a bad infection.
可以是受了很严重的感染。
But the Bible tells us she is at death's door.
但是圣经告诉我们说她是快要死了。
So she asked Jesus to come over there.And put his hands on her.
所以他要耶稣去他家，把手放在这个女孩身上。
So she can be saved.
她可以被救活。
It's interesting. The Mark tells us Jesus just went with them.
我们听看到马可说耶稣就跟着他去了。
There was no reaction from Jesus.
耶稣好像没有说特别的反应。
He didn't say anything.
他也没有说什么事。
He just went with them.
他就直接跟着他去了。
I'm glad Mark is not teaching my medical students.
我很高兴马可没有来教我的医学生。
See, when I teach my students, when they hear something, they have to get more information, right, Luke?
当我教我的医学生的时候，我会告诉他说，有人说生病，你要再多要找多一点的这个信息。
Yeah. When did it start?
他什么时候开始病的
？Where does it hurt?
哪里痛
？You take any medicines for it?
有没有吃什么药？
But Jesus didn't ask any question.
耶稣什么问题都没有问。
So he just went with Jairus.
他就直接跟着亚鲁去了。
We don't know how far his house is.
我们不知道亚鲁住了多远。
Could be 10 minutes.
可以。
An hour.
可以十分钟或者一小时。
But imagine yourself walking with him now.
当你想一想，你就想象你自己跟他一起在走的时候。
There was a great crowd.
有很多的人。
Jesus.
有耶稣。
Jairus.
有亚鲁
all the disciples,
所有的门徒
and now you're all on your way to Jairus' house.
大家一大群人都往亚鲁的家里去
there's an emergency, right?
那是一个很紧急的情况
A little girl is going to die.
一个小女孩快要死了
But what happens here?
我们看下面会发生什么
There's a great interruption.
这里出现了一个很大的这个阻拦
A woman came on the scene.
有一个女人来到这个画面中。
Mark says she's been sick for 12 years.
马可告诉我们说她生了12年的病。
She has sought all kinds of help.
她去找过各样的 帮助。
Nobody can help him.
没有人可以 帮助她。
In fact, she spent all her money on doctors.
她把所有的钱都花在这个医生的身上。
She only got worse.
她只有越来越坏。
Now Luke had the same account in his gospel.
路加也有这样同样的记载。
Since Luke is the doctor, he didn't blame on the doctors.
因为路加自己是医生，所以他没有写医生的反面。
I like Luke better.
我比较喜欢路加的记载。
So she has spent everything.
所以这个女人她把所有的钱都花掉了。
And because she was bleeding, she's an outcast from society.
因为她一直在不停地流血，所以她不能跟大家在一起。
She's just like a leper.
她就像麻风病人。
She cannot hang out with her family or friends.
她没有办法跟她的家人和朋友在一起。
If she was ever rich, now she's poor.
她如果以前很有钱的话，她现在已经变得一无所有。
But in her mind, she had one thought.
但是在她的心中，她只有一个念想。
She wanted to touch Jesus' robe.
她想摸到耶稣的外衣。
So if she can touch the robe, she thought she will be healed.
她说她只要摸到耶稣的衣服，她应该就会就会痊愈。
So nobody knew she was there.
没有人知道她在那里。
She was trying to sneak up on Jesus.
她想悄悄地来到耶稣身边。
And somehow in this great crowd, she made her way to Jesus.
不知道她在这么拥挤的人群中，她确实有办法接近了耶稣。
And when she touched Jesus,Mark says immediately she was cured.
当他摸到耶稣的时候，他真的就痊愈了。
But then Jesus also immediately knew she touched her.
我们看到说，耶稣也马上知道说有人摸到他了。
And Jesus asked question, "Who touched my clothes?"
耶稣马上就问说，谁摸了我的衣服？
Now the disciples had a bad reaction.
那我们看到说，这些门徒们觉得非常的奇怪。
Why you ask this silly question?
为什么要问这么傻的问题？
There's so many people around.
现在这么多人在你周围。
People mountain, people sea.
人山人海的。
Everybody's pressing against you.
每个人都在挤你。
How do you know who's touching you?
你怎么知道说谁到底是把一个人在摸到你了？
Have you ever been in a great crowd?
你有没有在这个一大群拥挤的人群中？
Yeah, a couple months ago we were in Shanghai.
我们几个月前我们去了中国上海。
I think it was the third day after New Year.
我们大概是大年初三的时候。
Okay, so we went to the city temple.
我们去了这个上海的城隍庙。
The main reason is to have the 小笼包。
我们去那里主要是要吃上海的小笼包。
I highly recommend it.
那真的很好吃，建议你们都去。
But there was such a big crowd.
在那里非常的拥挤。
And we had to go cross the river of nine turns, the bridge of nine turns, rather.
我们从那个九曲桥上走过去。
So imagine a big crowd, and now we funnel into this little bridge.
大家想一想，这么大拥挤的人群都要从那个桥上挤过去。
Because there were lantern displays on both sides.
因为那个时候有灯会的展览。
Everybody wanted to see it.
每个人都想看。
So we went onto this bridge.
我们也挤到了一个桥上。
My first concern is the bridge was going to collapse.
我非常担心，觉得这个桥可能会垮下去。
Second, I was going to be stepped on.
但我也很担心人会踩到我。
There were so many crowds, I don't have to move my leg. I just kind of move with the crowd.
这个桥上这么的挤，我都不用走就被推过去了。
That's the kind of crowd Jesus was in.
这就是耶稣所讲的拥挤的人群。
But Jesus asked, "Who touched my clothes?"
但是耶稣却在问说，谁摸到我的衣服了？
Did you know that Jesus didn't know? He had no idea, right?
你会认为说耶稣不知道他在哪里吗？
Of course he knew.
当然他知道。
Of course he knew who touched his clothes.
他当然知道谁在摸他的衣服。
It was a rhetorical question.
这只是自问自答的。
When my son was little, one time he was playing bouncing ball in the house.
有一次我的儿子在家里面玩一个小皮球。
So he was rolling the ball up and down the stairs.
他把这个球从这个楼梯上滚上滚下。
We had a little vase right next to the stairs.
我们在这个楼梯的旁边有个小花瓶。
So I say, Alex, you're going to break the vase.
我跟他说，你这样玩一定会把花瓶打坏。
I didn't tell him to stop.
我没有叫他停止。
I let him make a decision.
我让他自己做决定。
So 10 minutes later, I heard a crunch.
结果十分钟过后，我就听到破碎的声音。
Of course, the vase is broken.
当然我知道是这个花瓶被打破了。
So I went to Alex.
所以我跟我儿子说。
I looked at him in the eye.
我看着他的眼睛说。
Who broke my vase?
我问他说，谁把我的花瓶打坏了？
Of course I know who broke my vase.
我当然知道是谁做的。
It's the same here.
也是，这也是耶稣问这个问题的原因。
Jesus knew.
他知道谁做的。
But he had to stop her for very specific reasons.
但是他要这个女人知道说他知道的。
So she stopped and she gave her all her story.
所以这个女人停下来了，她讲了她自己的故事。
And Jesus says, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be free."
So, 耶稣对这个女人说，女儿，你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧，你的灾病痊愈了。
So this woman is cured and sent on her way.
这个女人痊愈了，然后她耶稣让她离开了。
But meanwhile, we still have an emergency.
但是我们这里还有很紧急的情况。
Don't forget about Jairus.
不要忘记亚鲁。
I wonder what's going through his mind.
我不知道亚鲁那个时候在想什么。
Just as he was about to go to his house, he was interrupted.
我们知道耶稣正是要去他家的时候，被这个女人打断了。
He must be in a hurry.
这个亚鲁一定很着急。
Maybe he's tapping his fingers, go, go.
他大概在戳着他的手说，快一点，快一点。
Can we talk to her later? Let's go to my house now.
你可不可以先去我家，等一下再跟这个女人讲话？
See, in my house, I'm always the one who's in a hurry.
在我们家里面，我老公总是非常的性子很急的人。
See, when you go to the airport, how far along do you have to go? 2 hours, right?
如果我去赶飞机，我一定会在两小时之前到机场。
Your pastor gives herself 2 seconds.
我是家里面比较慢的，我不喜欢这么早去机场。
So I'm ready by the car, ready to go.
当我准备好了，站在车旁边准备走的时候
，Your pastor will be making a salad.
我还在家里面学习圣经。
So I will be in terrible situation if I was Jairus.
如果我是亚鲁的话，我非常的急。
But the worst even came.
更坏的事情会出来。
Just as they were waiting, someone from his house gave him a bad news.
有人从他家里来告诉他一个很坏的消息。
They said your daughter is already dead.
他跟他讲说你的女儿死了。
Why even bother the teacher?
不用再麻烦耶稣了。
See, somehow these people didn't think that there's anything Jesus could do.
他们认为说耶稣也不能做什么了。
Jesus could heal.
耶稣可以痊愈。
Jesus could cast out demons.
他可以赶鬼。
But no way he's going to raise someone from the dead.
但是他没有办法让死人复活。
Of course, these men will be familiar with the Old Testament.
但是在旧约里面，我们都知道其实可以。
We have heard the story of Elijah and Elisha.
我们在这个旧约里面听过以利亚和以利沙的故事。
They both raised the dead.
他们两个人都让人从死里复活了。
They didn't think Jesus could do that.
他们不认为说耶稣有这个权柄。
But Mark tells us when Jesus overheard, he said to Jairus.
当耶稣听到这个耶鲁的这个消息过后，他对耶鲁说。
He says, "Don't be afraid, just believe."
他对耶鲁说，不要害怕，只要相信。
Remember, in the beginning, Jesus has no reaction.
要记得说，刚开始的时候，耶稣并没有说什么话。
Now Jesus finally answered.
现在耶稣开始讲话。
It's as if Jairus's question, verse 23.
在23节的时候，亚鲁就问了他的问题。
Jesus finally answered, verse 36.
在36节的时候，耶稣才开口说话。
And the answer is simple.
这个回答也是非常简单。
Don't be afraid.
不要害怕。
Just believe.
只要信。
So they went on to their house.
所以他们就往亚鲁的家里去了。
And there they saw another crowd.
他们看到另外一群人。
I wonder who these people are.
我不知道另一群人是什么，是谁。
They're professional mourners.
他们是专业的为人家哭丧的。
They were hired to be there.
他们被雇用来哭丧的。
I know today we have professional people like that.
今天我们还是有这样的人。
I don't know if we hire them for funerals.
我不知道我们会不会请他们来为我们的葬礼哭丧。
I know we hire them for weddings. Right?
我们知道说我们会请一些人来做我们的这个婚礼。
Yeah, make it more festival.
让这个婚礼变得是更大的庆典。
But these were professional mourners. They were screaming and yelling and making noises.
这些专业哭丧的人他们会来大哭大嚎。
Jesus says, go away.
耶稣对他们说离开吧。
The girl is sleeping.
说这个女孩不过是睡了。
Now Jesus doesn't mean that she was sleeping or in a coma.
耶稣不是说这个女孩真的是睡着了或者昏迷了。
But her death is temporary.
耶稣想说她的死是暂时的。
And he brought with him the mom and the dad.
耶稣带着这个女孩的父母。
And then Peter, John, and James.
和这个彼得、约翰和这个雅各。
So he always brings these three people, doesn't he?
他总是带着这三个门徒。
We think of them as kind of his inner circle.
我们认为这三个人是跟他特别相近的人。
Maybe his favorite disciples.
或许是他最喜欢的三个门徒。
But I always wonder why.
我不知道为什么。
See, when I have students,
当我有学生的时候
the good students,
的好学生
the smart students,
很聪明的学生
I let them do whatever they want.
我就让他们自己去做自己的。
They're independent.
他们非常独立。
The students I have worries about,
我有担心的学生
I keep him next to me
我就让他在我身边
Follow me
让他跟着我
They need more learning
他们需要更多的学习
So anyway they went inside the house
他们走进了这个亚鲁的家
And they saw the little girl
他们看见了这个小女孩
And Jesus says Talitha kum
耶稣对他说大力大鼓米
Means little girl get up
这里意思就是闺女我吩咐你起来
It's a tender loving command
这是一个非常亲切的命令
It's a very popular phrase
这是一个非常流行的这个短语
Talitha kum
大力大鼓米
I don't know how you wake up your kids
我不知道当你去叫醒你的小孩的时候是怎么叫的
Now we have cell phones, alarm clock
我们现在用这个手机或者用闹钟
But the kids always sleep through it, right?
我们知道说小孩永远听不到这些声音。
We still have to wake them up.
我们要去叫醒他们。
So when I wake up my kids, I say, "Get up, sleepyhead."
当我去叫我的孩子的时候，我会说，快起来吧，小懒虫。
When I was little, my mom was not so tender.
当我小的时候，我妈妈并没有对我这么亲热。
When she wants to wake me up, she throws a wet towel on my face.
当他叫醒我的时候，他把一个湿毛巾放在我脸上。
That usually works.
那个非常的有效果。
Finally, we read that Jesus told everyone not to tell anybody.
我们后来读到说，耶稣跟他们说不要告诉别人。
Of course, the girl cannot be hidden in the house.
我们知道说不能把这个复活的小女孩藏在房间里面。
Sooner or later, she has to walk out.
我们知道不久她就会走出这个房间。
She has to meet her neighbors.
他会碰到他的邻居。
She probably has friends and classmates.
他会碰到他的同学朋友。
So we cannot hide this fact.
我们没有办法把这件事隐藏起来。
But Jesus didn't want them to make a big deal out of it.
耶稣不想让他们把这件事再扩大。
And there was a reason for that.
那是有原因的。
So we have read this long story.
我们读了这个很长的故事。
Two story in one, actually.
两个故事合并在一起的。
And we follow Jairus.
我们跟着亚鲁。
And a big crowd of people.
一大群人。
From the west side of Lake Galilee.
从这个加利利海的西边。
All the way to his house.
一直到他家里。
What have we learned from this?
我们到底从这个故事中学到了什么？
You know, the story is a story about faith.
这个故事是讲到说信心。
It's a story about salvation.
是讲到一个救恩。
And what does it mean to us?
它到底对我们有什么意义
？So let's think about a few points.
让我们来想一想，这里面有什么重点
？First, when we think about salvation,
当我们想到救恩的时候
，we can think about who is the salvation for.
我们会想到说，救恩是给谁的
Who can receive salvation?
谁应该得到救恩?
Here we have two different people.
我们这里有两种人。
We have Jairus.
我们有亚鲁。
The shine, the light.
一个非常有光芒、光辉的人。
He is a synagogue leader.
他是会堂的主管。
Well respected.
一个受人尊敬的。
He's wealthy.
有钱的。
But then we have this woman.
我们有另外一个女人。
She doesn't even have a name.
她连名字都没有提到。
She's been bleeding for a long time.
她一直在流血。
She's an outcast from society.
她是被这个众人所抛弃的。
Jairus is a synagogue leader.
亚鲁是一个会堂的主管。
The woman can't even get into the synagogue.
这个可怜的女人都不能进会堂。
So they're two very different people.
她们两个是非常不同的人。
Different ends of the social spectrum.
他们是在社会中两个极端的人。
But they have both a very desperate problem.
他们两个人都有非常绝望的问题。
Jairus' daughter is going to die.
这个亚鲁的女儿要死了。
In fact, she died.
确实死了。
She's 12 years old.
她十二岁。
We hear that the woman had also been sick for 12 years.
我们知道说这个女人也生病生了十二年。
You can think about this.
你可以想一想
When Jairus' daughter was born, the woman began to be sick.
当亚鲁的女儿刚生出来的时候，这个无名的女人已经开始生病了。
It's a long period of time.
是一个很长的时间。
They both had a desperate problem.
他们这两个问题都非常的可怕。
They both came to Jesus.
他们两个人都来到耶稣的面前。
Doesn't matter who you are.
不管你是谁。
All of us.
所有的人。
It's not a question of if.
这不是一个如果的问题
It's a question of when
是什么时候的问题
We will have a desperate problem in our lives
会有这样可怕的事情临到我们的生活中
That we cannot solve
我们没有办法解决
No one else can solve for us
没有人能帮助我们
Then we have to come to Jesus
我们会来到我们不得不来到耶稣面前
And Jesus will accept everyone
耶稣他愿意接纳所有的人
Anyone who comes to him
所有愿意到他面前的人。
Romans tells us, if we declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
罗马书十章九节说，你若口里承认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。
So salvation is available to everyone.
我们知道说救恩是可以给每一个人的。
Everyone who believes.
给每一个相信的人
Doesn't matter who you are
无论你是谁
But you have to come to Jesus with faith
你必须以信心来到神的面前
And that brings us to the next question
这是我们的第二个重点
How do you receive salvation?
我们怎么能得到救恩
Salvation is by faith
救恩是靠着信心来得到的
We see different aspects of faith in these two stories
我们在这个故事中看到说信心的不同面
First, we see that Jairus had to have faith to even come to Jesus.
我们要知道说亚鲁来到神的来到耶稣面前是需要很大的信心。
He is a leader.
他是一个领导。
He's not a religious leader.
他不是宗教的领袖。
But surely he has friends.
当然他一定有朋友。
Friends were priests, Pharisees, Levites.
他有法利赛人，有利未人，有祭司的朋友。
And we know these people don't like Jesus.
我们知道这些人并不喜欢耶稣。
So he's risking his own friendships.
他担着这个失去这些朋友的危险。
His own reputation.
他自己的名望。
To come to Jesus.
来这里求耶稣。
He has to overcome his fear.
他必须胜过他自己的胆怯。
The woman is the same.
这个女人也一样。
She's afraid to be seen.
她很怕被别人看到
But she had the courage to go to Jesus.
但是她有勇气来到耶稣的面前
What if she's found out in the crowd?
如果有人在这么拥挤的人群中看见她了
Oh, there's the woman. There's the woman with the bleeding.
认出她说那就是患血漏的那位女人
She's unclean.
她是不洁净的
Let's throw her out of here.
让我们把她扔出去
That could have happened.
这个可能会发生的
She also came to Jesus with faith.
他也是靠着信心来到耶稣面前。
That's why Jesus stopped to talk to her.
那是为什么耶稣停下来跟这个女人说话。
Jesus says it's faith that healed you.
耶稣对他说是你的信救了你。
It's not my robe.
并不是我的衣服。
I could have gotten another robe.
我可能有不同的衣服。
It's not magical thinking.
并不是你一个神奇的想象。
It's not superstition.
这不是一个神话。
It's your faith.
是你的信心。
The faith has healed you.
你的信救了你。
But faith is not easy.
信心并不容易。
As they go on, Jesus is going to tell Jairus.
当他们走的时候，耶稣跟亚鲁说
，Just believe.
只要信。
Do not be afraid.
不要怕。
See, he heard the news that his daughter is dead.
他听到了他的女儿已经死了。
How can he still have faith?
他怎么可能还有信心呢
？It's very hard, isn't it?
这非常困难的。
I can imagine as they were about to go to the house.
当我可以想象说，当他们快要到家的时候。
And he already has this news.
他已经知道了这个消息。
My daughter is dead.
我的女儿已经死了。
Why am I still walking?
他会想说，我为什么还在这里走呢
？I can imagine that his eyes are welled up with tears.
我可以想象说，他眼里充满了泪水。
His head is spinning.
他的头在发晕。
His legs are weak.
他的腿在发软。
He's probably throwing up.
他可能想吐。
He doesn't even know where he's going.
他都不知道他在往哪里走。
Somebody probably helped him to get there.
大概有人搀着他回家了。
But Jesus says, "Just believe."
但是耶稣对他说，你只要信。
How can he have such faith?
他到底为什么可以这样信呢
？Because Jesus has conquered death.
因为耶稣他战胜了死亡。
That is the great power of salvation.
这是救恩的能力。
The Bible tells us that the sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But God has given us victory through Jesus Christ.
哥林多前书讲到说，死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。感谢神，使我们借着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。
That's why you can have such faith.
这是为什么我们可以有这样的信心。
We're not believing in a star.
我们并不是在相信一些星座。
We're not believing in the government.
我们并不是相信政府。
We're not believing in an idol.
我们不相信偶像。
We're believing in the God who has conquered death.
我们相信一个战胜死亡的神。
Many years ago, when Alex was little,
当很多年以前，我的儿子很小的时候
，I think he was about 3 or 4.
他大概三四岁的时候
，So Brenda would be like 1.
我女儿大概一岁的时候
，So we had a babysitter in our house.
我们有一个帮我们看照顾小孩的阿姨。
At the time we lived in a small apartment.
我们那个时候住在一个小的这个这个公寓里。
We didn't have much decoration in the house.
没有什么装饰。
But we had this little plant.
我们有一个小的这个植物。
In a little pot.
在一个小的这个盆里面。
I think it was a little flower of some kind.
一个小小的花。
So the plant had died.
但是这个花死掉了。
It's dried and shriveled.
但是它因为干枯而凋谢了。
So one day I went home and I look at this plant and I say I'm going to throw it away.
一天我回家的时候，我看到这个枯萎的花，我就说我要把它扔了。
But my babysitter told me.
但是这个照顾小孩的阿姨说
，She said, "Oh, I apologize."
她说我很抱歉。
I should have thrown it away for you.
她说我本来想把它扔掉的。
It's dead.
已经死掉了。
But Alex says no.
但是我儿子说不要。
Dad is going to make it better.
她说我爸爸会把它治好。
You see, we always took care of our kids.
我们知道说我们很会照顾小孩。
We took care of all their problems.
我们为他们解决所有的问题。
They have such faith in us.
他对我们有这么大的信心。
He thought I could resurrect the dead.
他认为说我可以让死的复活。
Well, I apologize. I cannot resurrect the dead.
但是我很抱歉，我没有办法让死的复活。
Maybe I could have helped the woman with the bleeding problem.
我大概对一个流血的妇人，我有点办法。
But I guarantee I cannot raise the dead.
但是我可以告诉你，我没有办法让死去的复活。
I had nothing to offer this girl who died.
对于这个死掉的女孩，我什么都不能做。
But Jesus can raise the dead.
但是耶稣却能做。
He has the great power.
他有很大的能力。
In a couple of weeks, we're going to celebrate Easter.
在几个礼拜过后，我们会来庆祝复活节。
So we'll talk more about the power of resurrection.
我们会再重点的讨论说复活的大能。
So finally, we have one more thing to discuss.
最后一件事情我们要讲的。
Why do we need salvation?
我们为什么需要救恩？
We see the Jairus' daughter was healed.
我们看到说亚鲁的女儿被治愈了。
The woman was healed.
这个女人，患血漏的女人被治愈了。
But those are great things.
这是很好的事情。
But remember what we read in the very beginning.
要记得我们刚开始读到的。
What was Jesus' purpose?
耶稣的目的是什么？
Repent.
要我们悔改。
Accept the gospel.
要我们接受福音。
It's wonderful to have physical healing.
如果让身体治愈是很好的事情。
But that was never the main purpose of Jesus.
但这不是耶稣来这里的主要目的。
That's why he keep telling them, don't say anything.
所以他一直跟这个女孩的家人说，不要告诉别人。
He didn't want people to come to him just for the miracles.
他并不想众人来到他面前就是为了这些神迹。
Just for the healing.
就是为了得痊愈。
That's another reason why he stopped the woman.
这是为什么他停下来阻止这个妇人。
He said to her,
他跟他讲说，
Daughter,
女儿，
you're healed.
你痊愈了。
So she is now a daughter.
她现在是神的女儿。
She belongs to the family of God.
她是神家中的人。
And then he said to her, go in peace.
他跟他讲说平安的离去吧。
It's the peace of God.
是从神而来的平安。
The shalom.
是一个平安。
That was his main focus.
那是神来的目的。
When we are in family of God, we are righteous.
当我们在神的家中的时候，我们被看为义人。
The Bible tells us why was Jesus crucified.
圣经告诉我们说，耶稣为什么被钉了十架。
That we may die to sin and live for righteousness.
使我们在这个罪上，在罪上死了，我们可以在义上活。
So we can have a new body, a new spirit.
我们有一个新的生命，新的生命和一个新的灵。
Like I said last time, a new wine and a new wineskin.
就像我上次讲到的，一个新的酒和一个新的皮带。
That was Jesus' purpose.
那是神来的原因。
See, Jesus performed a lot of miracles.
耶稣行了很多的神迹，
cured a lot of people.
他治愈了很多人。
There was a reason for that.
那是有原因的。
To authenticate his divinity.
是为了证明他是神，从神而来的。
But his purpose was the gospel.
但是他来的目的是为了传福音。
So we have read these stories.
我们读了这些故事。
Now we get to know Jesus a little bit more.
我们现在越来越了解耶稣了。
Jesus says, I welcome anyone who comes to me.
耶稣说，我欢迎所有的人来到我的面前。
If you come to me with faith, I will help you.
如果你靠着信心来到我的面前，我一定会帮助你。
Doesn't matter if you're Jairus,
无论你是亚鲁，
or this woman with no name,
还是你这个无名的生病的妇人。
Doesn't matter if you're the CEO of Mirage,
无论你是这个 Mirage 的主管。
Or you cook in Mirage.
还是你在 Mirage 里面烧饭的。
Or you deal cards in the casino.
或者你是在这个赌场里面发牌的。
It doesn't matter.
无论怎么样。
Doesn't matter you have a PhD.
无论你是不是有一个博士学位。
Or you graduated from grade school.
还是只有小学毕业。
God is not concerned about any of those.
神不关心这些事情。
God is concerned about your salvation, your soul.
神更关心你的灵魂和你的灵魂的救恩。
The Bible tells us God so loved the world that he sent us his only son.
神告诉我们说他这么爱世界，把他的独生子赐给我们。
Whosoever believes in him shall not perish.
叫一切相信的人不至灭亡。
But have everlasting life.
但反得永生。
If you come to Jesus with faith,
当你靠着信心来到耶稣的面前的
时候， He has promised you salvation and eternal life.
他应许了你有救恩，你会有永恒的生命。
So I don't know what's troubling you today.
我不知道你今天遇到的困难是什么。
In this world, all of us will be troubled.
在这个世界上，我们每个人都会有问题。
Frequently people say,
人常常说，
I have faith.
我有信心。
I pray.
我祷告。
I ask God for deliverance.
我要神解救我。
But God has not answered my prayer.
神却没有回答我的祷告。
I'm still sick.
我还是生病。
My loved one is still sick.
我亲爱的人还是生病。
I don't have a job.
我还是没有工作。
I have trouble paying my bills.
我还是没有钱来付我的账单。
I cannot get through my children.
我没有办法跟我的孩子在一起。
My children cannot get through me.
我的孩子也搞不懂我在做什么。
Those are the realities of a sinful world.
这就是一个罪恶的世界里面的真实的本相。
And I'd be very honest with you.
我很诚恳地告诉你。
I have no good answer for you.
我并不知道这些事情的答案是什么。
But I could tell you this.
但我可以告诉你。
In those dark days.
在这些黑暗的日子里。
Days of Jairus and the days of this woman.
在像亚鲁的日子，像这个生病妇人的日子里。
God is always with you.
神依然与你同在。
God never forsakes you.
神不会离开你。
David said those days are like what?
大卫说这些日子像。
They're okay. Yeah, they're like the valley of the shadow of death.
像一个死荫的幽谷。
But God never forsakes him.
神没有离开他。
He will always be with you.
神依然与他同在。
You see, it was a great miracle.
这是一个很大的神迹。
The great miracles we just read at the end of Mark chapter 5.
在马可福音第五章最后，我们读到这个很大的神迹。
No doubt about it.
毫无疑问的。
The woman was cured of her bleeding issues.
这个生病的女人被得了痊愈。
The little girl was raised from the dead.
这个死去的女孩得了重生。
Well, let's think about this.
让我们再思想一下。
The little girl is going to get sick again.
这个小女孩还会生病。
One day she's going to die.
有一天她还是会死掉。
One day Jairus is going to die.
有一天这个亚鲁也会死掉。
The woman is cured of her bleeding problem.
这个得病的女人，得医治的女人。
She will have other problems.
她会有其他的问题。
One day she will die.
有一天她也会死。
But if you come to Jesus,
如果你来到耶稣的面前，
if you trust Jesus,
你相信耶稣，
He has conquered death.
他战胜了死亡。
He has promised you eternal life.
他应许了你永远的生命。
Because he is the resurrection.
因为他就是复活。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father in heaven, we thank you for these great stories in the book of Mark. You have helped us to understand who you are, about your son, about the great power of salvation. We ask you to keep all of us safe and healthy as we step out and continue to fellowship with one another. We thank you so much for this time. We ask for these things in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.